So how do we make sure our children are protected as much as possible when they watch TV? Matt Porter is from Matt Porter Web Design in Walderingfield. He is, of course, Mark Murphy's show's resident gadget man. Good person to ask about this, I thought. Hello, Matt.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Lovely to talk to you again. What technology is available for parents?
Well, there's quite a lot of technology available to parental controls, really. Most of the large internet companies have parental control settings available. BT, for instance, they have settings that you can control via a web browser, which will cover the entire wireless network within your home. So you can set parental controls there. What kind of sites people can look at, what time they can do it.
So that's on a computer, that's not on a TV set?
Oh, no, that's on a computer, yeah, if you've got children that are watching things or looking at things they maybe shouldn't be, yeah.
Right, so do you know of anything on a TV? Or is it just down to the broadcaster's responsibilities?
I think, I believe there are the main broadcasters on Virgin and Sky also, I think probably Freesat as well, they actually do have PIN code access to particular programs. So if, for instance, I had recorded Rambo, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to watch that pre-Watershed, it will ask me for a PIN code in order for me to allow me to watch it so my children can't go and watch something like that.
Do you know that works in such a bizarre way? We're big fans, my husband and I, of Modern Family, which is an American sort of soap thing, and we always have it on catch-up or record or whatever so we can fast-forward through the adverts, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
But sometimes it lasts for a PIN, and sometimes it doesn't ask for a PIN, and we have no idea why they choose some of them to be PIN-coded and others not, because they don't seem to have got anything in them at all that anyone could complain about.
I think that each of these programmes must be individually rated, and if there's something in there, I don't know, scenes of a mildly sexual nature or something like that, then it gets flagged up as a 15 or something like that, and therefore the PIN code access comes in. I mean, it works quite well, I must admit. Mm. You know, stop at, we've got young children here, very young children that are, can operate the remote control and things like that, and there's certainly things that we might have recorded or our box has decided we want to watch that we wouldn't want them to see. So you can, there is PIN access, which stops that kind of thing happening. And I think it's responsible parenting, really, that if you have got a child that has a TV in his room or their room and they have access to such these kind of things, then you need to set the PIN code on those as well, And as much as they might complain that they can't watch something at a particular time, well, that's the reason behind it.
Mm. Now, you said you've got children. I was going to ask you about the amount of sex and violence they see, but they are very little. You don't get a lot in Peppa Pig, do you?
Well, no, but we've got 4-year-old children, and we've got 18 and a 16-year-old as well.
Oh, so that has challenges.
Yeah, so, I was talking to Jack, our 18-year-old, this morning before he left, and I said, what do you think? And he said, well, actually, there is quite a large amount of censorship on video games now. So, again, you can lock down the violence on video games so that they can't be, played, or they can't witness blood and guts flying everywhere. You can switch all of those things off. So, and there's a rating system as well for these things. But, again, it comes down to parenting, doesn't it? You know, when you've got children saying, Dad, can you go and buy me this game because it's an 18, and they go out and do it, then you can hardly complain later on. Mm.
Matt, somebody once said to me that their children were quite little at the time, as in 6 or 7, that sort of age, and they said, actually, they find one of the most scary things is the news, some of the films in the news.
That's very true. But if you notice, a lot of the time now, before anything, I suppose if it's a young child, they're not necessarily going to understand it, maybe, but they will generally warn you if there is something, some viewers may find the following news piece upsetting, and before some programs start, they'll also say the following programme contains scenes of a violent and sexual nature from the outset. So maybe that's why Ofcom's complaints are dropping, is because they're being pre-warned rather than watching something and it suddenly erupt into a bloodbath and upset them.
Actually, that is a very good point, one I hadn't thought of. I did also think that, bearing in mind they're saying that there's been a drastic fall, with far fewer over 65s complaining about issues such as sex and violence, and experts have suggested viewers have become desensitised. But I just wonder whether it's just everyone sort of growing a bit older, and those of us, we've sort of grown up with TVs more. Perhaps 5-10 years ago it was different.
Yeah, I think it's all evolved, hasn't it? So, you know, we do become desensitised, definitely. But there has, TV has evolved over the last, 50 years with the watershed. And there were things that you most certainly wouldn't have seen before 9 o'clock, when I was a kid, which is shown all the time. Yeah, I think it's just changed, and I think the people's perceptions of what's acceptable as well has probably changed. You know, we're not the same as we were sort of 50 years ago, are we?
Thank you very much indeed, Matt, for your call today. Matt Porter there, who had a word with us there, from Matt Porter Web Design in Walderingfield. He is, of course, Mark Murphy's resident gadget man. So thank you very much indeed for talking to us today.